Okay, welcome. My name is Arif Qureshi. I'm the Director of Program Management for the Dynamics AX platform. And it's my colleague, Arijit Basu.
Hey, I'm a Principal Program Manager. I work in Arif's team in the program management.
So what we would like to walk you guys through is the evolution of Dynamics AX, the online service. We launched in February, and you know, we brought business anytime, anywhere, the power of the cloud. And we, at that time, promised that we're going to have continuous life, continuous improvements on proven business logic that we brought forward from AX 2012 product line. This was a, even this much was a huge investment, huge value for us, because the complexity that we have in the cloud is far beyond what other ERP systems have. On top of that, we've brought, you know, a web-based user interface, integration with Power BI, integration with Cortana Intelligence, and some of that you'll see as we go forward in this session. But what we want to convey to you in this presentation is that we're committed to this product, we're committed to the cloud-based motion, and committed to continuous delivery and try to go through the roadmaps and demos and show you where we're headed. So we've been online for a short period of time, but we've been really working since February to now on onboarding customers. So I would ignore the map behind the circles. They don't quite correspond to where the people are. As an example, the soup kitchen, which you see like on top of the, maybe the Greenland over there. That was the Japanese company you saw in the video. So they sell soup in Tokyo somewhere that just took on AX and are working on retail. But we have onboarded all of these customers. They're live. Many more are in progress of being live. So we've really successfully landed the service. In fact, our problem now is to scale our onboarding process to get all the interest we have to get them live on board. We have launched with lots of industries, retail, manufacturing, public sector, a lot of horizontals like HCM. And with the AX 7.1 release, we plan to bring a lot more from the 2012 R3 product line. Our investments are based on four areas: hybrid technology. No system in today's technology stack is completely on-premise or completely on the cloud. We always have hybrid solutions, and we'll talk about that even for AX 2012. We want to bring the best of the public cloud for the AX online service. We want to deliver, continue to evolve the functionality, and finally, for those folks where on-premise makes sense, we want to have solutions there. So for hybrid, the immediate things we're working on are retail server. So we will have a retail store on-prem version of the retail server, which means that you can have local support for point-of-sale systems, local reports, local functionality for short periods of time when your internet connectivity is off, but most of the time you're connected to the cloud. You get all the durability, reliability from the cloud. Not only for the AX online service do we have hybrid scenarios, but we also have worked on in this time frame on the AX 2012 R3 hybrid scenarios. So we have built integration from AX 2012 to for Cortana Intelligence and also for the Power BI stack. So we've built a, we'll talk about it later as well, but we've built an entity store that works, that's a SQL Azure database, data warehouse, that you can publish data into from AX 7 as well as AX 2012. On the best of the public cloud, we continue to work on scale. We're scaling as fast as SQL Azure is scaling. And if you kind of look at what SKUs they have in their lineup coming up, they have some fairly big ones with huge increases in DTUs. So we're scaling up. We're working on our self-serve capability for public cloud so that partners and customers can manage more and more of their own environments, take care of patching and monitoring and those scenarios. We're working on sovereign clouds, compliance, you know, the ISO standards, SOC standards, government standards. All of these things are possible because our service is managed by us, and we, you know, we control what software goes on the boxes, we control the hardware. So we will be able to give a very reliable, secure, privacy compliant service to you guys and your customers. On the app functionality side, we'll see a better list later, but you know, on all the areas that we're strong in for AX2012 R3 product line, we're covering those, bringing them forward. Not only that, but we are also covering the regulatory updates that we do on a regular cadence. So, you know, we comply with lots of geographies, local tax laws, local financial laws, and that whole machine that we have for AX 2012, we brought forward for the AX online service. We, in this category, we also are working on upgrade tools. So about 50% of our customers are on 2012, and we want to make sure they get upgraded or they have the possibility of upgrade. And we want to make the case to them fairly strongly next year, and we'll be working on those upgrade tool previews and final release of those upgrade tools next year. We're also working on adding mobility to AX. We're going to demo some of that. You saw, if you attended Mike Ehrenberg's demo earlier, you saw the sales scenario. So to mix it up a little bit, we're going to show a similar demo but on a different scenario. With update 3, you will have access to the mobility preview, which, you know, so in about a month or so after UG, you will be able to play with it yourself and use the app that Arjit is going to demo for you. And then on the on-premise front, we are focused on AX 2012. It's going to be updated twice a year. It's going to have all the regulatory updates and our we're extending the support to 2021. And the final thing I have to say here is the hybrid strategy. We're going to have major announcements at the October 11th AXUG Dynamics Summit. So that's going to be live streamed. And if you're interested in the on-premise or hybrid solutions, then I would strongly encourage you guys to watch that live stream or attend in person at the UG event. So taking a look at our investment areas, these are the areas that we have been focused on so far, and we're going to continue to focus on as we go forward, building up our online service. First thing is existing commitments. So we committed to migrating the AX2012 R3 functionality to the online service, including all the localizations. A good batch of 16 localizations is planned for the upcoming fall release, and we're going to continue on with Russia, India, and other locales as we go forward until we get to feature parity and beyond. As I mentioned before, we also, in our existing commitments column, are working on migration of folks from 2009 and upgrades from 2012. So 2009 you'll see first, and then 2012 coming next year. So 2009, we already are working on a few preview customers that we have migrated. So once we kind of close down those engagements, get some more data, we'll be turning those tools out for a public preview. We also have been working on client productivity. We have a web experience for our online service, so it gives broad reach for the client, no zero install. But it is running in a browser, and we've done a lot of research on the difference between the productivity of the thick client and productivity of the browser, and have added a lot of features, including like personalization, the right shortcuts, grid data entry, fast grid data entry. Second column, we focused on our solutions. So we know that almost every AX deployment comes with a ISV partner solution. And our goal is to eliminate gaps that may exist between the solutions out there for 2012 and those out there for the AX Online service. So it was unprecedented what we did at in the February launch. We had a whole set of solutions that came out at the same time that we did RTW or release to web. And we're continuing to increase those solutions. We'll show you the app source in a little bit. And we have 57 solutions there already and growing every day. We're also on the most wanted category, improving the onboarding process, improving LCS solutions and business process modeling. Many of our customers that have onboarded, the folks that you saw on that pseudo map, they have completed their onboarding, you know, from purchase to deployment in 60 to 90 days, so which is well beyond anything that was possible before for AX. There are a few outliers that take longer than that, but what we're finding is more and more customers make the purchase decision, get the conference room pilots done, and go online fairly quickly. And we want to build the partner capability, the ISV solution capability to make that even better. The third column we're focused on is kind of focusing on market needs. The stuff that you guys have been raising to us for a while, you need a HCM solution, a time entry solution, expense solution, you want it on mobile. So those market focused needs are high on our list. We're coming out with a mobility framework. You'll see a demo of that. We're also heavily focused on integration. So we realize that when something is not running on-prem, it's running in the cloud. Integration is of key importance. And we're bringing features like bring your own data warehouse, where we publish from the cloud to your data warehouse so you can integrate with that, improving the DIXF frameworks to make the integration better. Fourth one, intelligent cloud. So we started with Power BI integration. We started with workspaces and dashboards where Power BI could directly access your OLTP database. We have improved that where we now have the Entity Store, which is a data warehouse that similar to bring your own database for integration in the previous column. We have the Entity Store, which is a database that we bring to the service, which is included in the cost of the product. We publish to that and run Power BI on that in the latest update. So that gives almost near real-time access to your data in the AX database. We publish the entities, and then on this offline entity store, we run the Power BI queries direct. We also have Cortana Intelligence integration. We'll show you a demo of that shortly, where we're able to publish to Azure our data and then run algorithms on that and then feed the result of the algorithms back into AX. And then the last column here is we're continuously hardening and strengthening our service and adding more software as service features. So, you know, one of the main ones we're going to show you today is trial as a service. So currently, when you go to AppSource, you have to request a trial, and then the partner will come show you what AX can do. We want to help the partners do that better. And the first step we're taking there is we're releasing trial as a service in the near future. We'll show you a private version of it today, where you can, you know, as a customer, you can just access a URL and give AX a go. As a partner, if you make a call, you can leave a card with a URL on it, and you know the customer can try it, ask questions, and then you can customize and come back with a partner-led trial. We have also done something called sealing the platform. So AX is all about customizability, where almost every deployment is customized. However, what we would like to do is make sure that those customizations are outside the platform. And what we've spent a lot of time, in fact, from February to all the way to when Update 3 is delivered, we have been heavily focused on figuring out ways and actually then sealing the platform. This will mean that no one will ever have a 10-year-old client again. No one will have the old version of reports, because we will be able to continuously update the AX platform under all the deployments. And that has been our major goal for AX. And with the upcoming completion of this, you will see a lot more benefits where we can publish analytics, client, productivity, mobile features to you at a much faster cadence. We have increased our capabilities in diagnostics and telemetry. Some examples there are that we had a lot of feedback on, well, if I don't have access to a SQL Server, how do I troubleshoot? How do I find the performance or tune the performance? We've built dashboards for performance tuning SQL. We have access to the query store on that front, and we publish that in our dashboard. So even so we can still isolate SQL to maintain the compliance, privacy, and security aspects of the service, but give customers and partners access to tuning information. So that has been a lot of our focus has gone there. And if you you know, attend some of the LCS sessions coming up, you'll see more of that. And the last one over here, the servicing experience, applying patches or making sure you know, the customizations that you've asked your partner or IT department to do, applying those to the online service. We've continuously worked on that area as well to make it easier, more self-service. Okay, just to reiterate the existing commitments, the full set of features that are in AX 2012 R3 will get migrated to the AX online service. And we're going to work on more and more ISV solutions, more and more partners and ISVs to deliver them with AppSource. So AppSource will simplify the discovery of these solutions. We'll give you a short demo. AppSource is a place to get started for customers. If they're wondering what is AX, what is being pitched to them, that's a one-stop place to go and try it out. And then once you have an AX system, AppSource is a place to go to extend it. Like if you need a regulatory feature, if you need a localization, you'll be able to go there and get it. So just to show you guys a quick demo on AppSource. So this is appsource.microsoft.com. And let me just zoom it a bit. So it has all the Microsoft products there. We will also have third-party solutions there in short order. So if I click Dynamics AX, it says, oh, there's 57 solutions there. And what you can do is go down, pick one of the solutions. You can see, if you can also look at all the results and filter further by different categories where you're searching for in agriculture or retail. But once you go into the solution, it shows you, gives you a description of what that solution does with AX. It gives you some screenshots. And in the near future, we also will have a list of partners that are certified to deliver this solution. And you can also request files.
Yeah, so we'll be coming up with recommendations and list of partners who have experience or have worked on the solution. So as an end customer or even as a partner who's looking for third-party add-ons, we'll get the right information.
So the next thing we would like to kind of really show you guys and talk about in a little bit of detail are the AX mobile experiences. So the way that we have built mobility for AX is to use is to start with the existing AX forms. AX forms are where most of the functionality of the product has been historically defined. We want to make sure and reuse that asset. And Arijit will show you exactly how a form is related to the mobile experience when he does his demo. But basically, you start with a form, and then you create mobile experiences on top of the form using our new mobile experience designer. And basically, what this designer allows you to do is create navigations in the form as separate screens on the mobile device or combine navigations into one, and also allows you to take actions from a particular form and expose them on the mobile device. So if you kind of imagine the customer form in AX or the sales form, the largest number of controls on that form is probably in the action pane. It has hundreds and hundreds of actions. When you're creating mobile experiences to create a sales order, perhaps you only need the create order and save order, right? So our mobile designer really lets you very easily and quickly fine-tune what you're targeting and then tailor it for your exact mobile scenario. And you can create multiple mobile scenarios from the same form or a set of forms and show them on the mobile device. So these scenarios that you create, our mobile client supports them on intermittently connected devices. If you were at the earlier session with Mike Ehrenberg, you saw some of those. We'll show you some of those intermittently connected scenarios here as well. And our public preview for this framework is coming in update 3, which is in a few months, and we plan to have a lot of apps come on top of it in short order. So we're already working on many apps like time and expense and those sorts of things. So just to illustrate quickly, and we'll let Arijit show the real stuff, basically use the mobile designer, which is the panel on the right side, to tailor existing forms. And then you can run those scenarios on mobile devices. And so we'll flip over and let Arijit describe this.
Hello. Yeah, so now for some of the exciting stuff. And as well as Arif mentioned, you know, one of our main objectives when we got this mobile framework out is a couple of things. One was offline connectivity, because that's been a very, very important and a key requirement from all our customers. Because we can't assume that everyone has connectivity at all the time and at every place. So that was the first goal. The other goal was how to expose a mobile interface with the existing set of artifacts without having to write a lot of code, or in fact, any code at all. So it should be seamless. It should be able to uptake all the features which are there in the platform, like security, you know, the UI, help text, labels. There's a ton of artifacts inside AX. So how can we go ahead and build a platform which kind of exposes this in the fastest time possible? We had some, you know, we debated on multiple choices, because you have multiple options while developing mobile platforms. You can write custom code in Xamarin or related parts. You can build something in, you know, PhoneGap or other things. So what we did was we felt that we should build a common app which will be available in iOS, Play Store, and Windows. And then we leverage the platform to deploy these features on that app. So when it releases for public preview, you will be able to download an app from any of these stores. And then when you sign into your existing AX environment, you will be able to see all those apps. So let's go into a quick of a demo mode. So I have deployed that app in a phone out here. So I'll show you what the app is like, and we'll go into more details about how you can go ahead and create it, because this is a very powerful feature. And you know, it's not only for people who are outside, but also for people who are within the office, like warehouse or having their Wi-Fi, and you need to do a little bit of work rather than give, you know, a big work desktop or thing. For example, let's take an example. When a truck comes into the factory, you need a person who's actually going to do the packing slip. So write down the number of the truck, the purchase order number, and done. So even the small kind of task can be done with this in a very, very easy way. So this is the Android version of this. So I have the Dynamics AX preview app out here. When you click on this, you will be logged in. Obviously, I have logged in with my user ID and password. You will be prompted for location as well as your which default company. So once you log in, you will be able to see a lot of the sample apps. And Arif said we will be releasing, we are planning to release time and expense and other apps from this. And also we will be working with our partners and our ISVs to see what kind of apps they can actually make available in the app source. So you have something sales management. So these are all the functional modules. You can, I'll show you how to create a functional modules without writing any line of code. So let's take one of the functional modules. Let's take reservation management. So this is about the demo sample app which we've created in AX called the Fleet Management. So this is the complete mobile version of it. So if you look at something like a Hertz or an Avis or a National, things like that, you can have this app on the people who are out in the yard giving out cards, and this works completely in the offline mode. So as long as you have accessed the data once, when you're online, the system will cache that data. So even if you're on a flight, you can fill in your expenses. You will be able to store it on your device. Now people might ask, what about, you know, my business logic is there on the server. What about validations and all that things? Yes, so when the connectivity is established, we have kept, we had an option of trying to replicate the business logic out here, but that's not a very good design. So the business logic resides on the server. When you get connected, the framework pushes the submitted, say, expense data into the server. If there are validation errors, you will get those errors back, and you will be asked to rectify that. So the data consistency and the data sanctity is completely maintained. You are going through the standard AX7 security, which is running on the AOS server, and this entire thing can scale out by adding multiple AOS servers. So this is the reservation, and these are the workspaces. So I have things like all reservations. So when I click on this, it's going to load the data. You can refresh the data by the standard pull and refresh the data. So if you're connected, you have all these reservations in the card form. So let's take one reservation for this, 0029. I click on this, and I have support for images. And interestingly, we understand mobile has its different requirements, a different set of feature sets. So we are adding more features like geo-positioning, GPS control, camera, as well as to uptake some of the device capabilities which are required. So very, very important from that. So for example, if I have a mobile app, I want to give it to a salesperson, and I need to track the route. We should be able to leverage in the upcoming future the positioning, the GPS capabilities, as well as the feature of maps. So all these things are in pipeline, and Arif will be sharing more in details. So I have the details of this, the person who's rented it and the vehicle description. I can go back, then I can see all the vehicles which I have. And you can see this is completely by support of full images. Now, a couple of interesting things is when you build a mobile app, you'll think, okay, I have to build offline first, but offline comes here by default as a part of the framework. So you don't have to do any additional things when you expose an AX7 mobile app. The other things that come with default is the search. So the search automatically comes as a part of the framework. So you will get the search capabilities and you will get filter capabilities. So very similar like what you had in AX7, you just build a form, you don't have to worry about, you know, export to Excel and search and filter, you will get this. So I'll show you when I'll build an app, like how these things come automatically into your platform. So let's go back. So here you have the alerts. So here you have the workspaces, you have the synchronization history. So if I click on sync history, so if I'm offline and there are errors when the synchronization has taken place, it will tell me what are the issues and where do I have to go and fix them. So complete details about that. I have details and then I can log out and log in again. So let me go back into the workspaces. Similarly, you have a whole bunch of other apps. You can go ahead and synchronize it if you're offline. And if I'm taking the offline, you will get a symbol like, hey, working in an offline mode. So this is what the preview, which is coming in the AX7 mobile platform, as Arif mentioned. And from the UI perspective, so whatever we have done, whatever we are showing you, has been done without writing any kind of code. So whatever is available in the base product, we have just completely gone ahead and showing you all this. However, you might also ask like, hey, I need some very fancy UI. I need some third-party support, or I need to do some client-side validations. For example, like if I want to build a file upload control, or if I want to have something which is very specific to my business. We have provided you the option of writing your own JavaScript and running them on the client side. So although we have the full support, However, based on your business continuity and your business requirements, you have the option of uploading your custom JavaScript. And as we move along with the trial or the preview, we will be publishing more detailed documentation, white papers, webcasts on how to go ahead and uptake it. So coming back into the X, so I'll keep the mobile on the side. And so this is the Microsoft Dynamics AX client. I'm sure you've all seen it. Now, when you will get the preview, you will be able to go ahead and on the start, you'll be able to get an option called the mobile app. So I'll show you how to go ahead and create a mobile app, what goes inside it, and how easy it is to go ahead and do something. So let's click on mobile app. So as soon as I click that, you get the task pad on the side or the mobile pane. This is where, as a business user, you will author, edit, modify your mobile apps, and then push it automatically into the phones. We are coming up with much more detailed ALM story, testing story, but for the preview, this is, in overall, this is what's going to be like. So here I have workspaces, and inside each workspaces, I have things like different pages. So let's go ahead and create a new workspace. Let's say I want to go and create a customer. So first thing what I'll do is, I'll click on add. I'll say, you have to give a name and a description. That's what it's going to appear. We made it possible for you to select any kind of color, which is standard to the Dynamics theme which you have. So if you have a brown theme, you can make that icon brown or green. So let's do a green. You can get an icon out here, which you want to show it right on the right-hand side. So let's do catalogs, I'm sorry. Now you want to go ahead and say, hey, I want to show a list of all my customers on my mobile phone. Very simple. So what you do out here is, you go ahead and add a page. So when I click on add a page, I'll say, give the title of the page, what's going to appear on the mobile phone. And here, I'll go ahead and say select fields. So I want the business user to go and define what they want to show on the mobile phone without having to explicitly write code. So I click on select fields. I go into AX, and I say accounts receivable. And if you see, and all customers, you have some plus icons which are enabled or highlighted on each control, or which are input type controls on the form. So as an end user, what you'll have to do is, you'll have to just select what you want to show on the mobile phone. So I'll just go ahead and select the account number, the name, customer group, currency, and telephone. It's as simple. You can also go ahead and do a deep dive. You can link parent-child forms. So from the sales order header, you can check lines, and the system will be smart enough to understand. If you see on the right-hand side, this is a grid, and under that, you have some controls. So once you are done with this, you can click on Done. You also have the option of clicking Actions. For example, I have a customer. I can say, hey, an action called Validate Credit Limit. And when I click on actions and I do that exact thing in AX, it's going to record that action as a task and show you as a button. So once I am done, I go back. Here are the actions. And here is the code part. So if you want to write some custom code, which you want to say, instead of lines, you want to show as a graph or things like a tile-based stuff, you can go ahead and upload your code. We will not do that. So once we are here, we click on done. And now I'm going to just open the AX preview, and I'm going to show you, this is the screen. I'm going to just publish this to the workspace. So I click on publish, and you have Ignite Customer App here. So I just pull this down, and while it refreshes, you will be able to go ahead and see the Ignite Customer Management App I have created, which is on the bottom. So without writing any line of code, I have taken an existing artifact inside AX, and I have migrated that to much of a mobile feature. So I'll now click on the Ignite app. I had created all customers. I click that, and now if you see, all the fields which the business user had selected are now being represented in the card. Yeah.
Wasn't sure if questions are okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So if you end up getting HIPAA compliance or something like this.
Yeah. It's streaming plus also caching the data.
Well, I was about to ask cloud.
Yeah.
I don't think HIPAA compliance will transfer to this.
No, so for example, things like we are working with some of the PII data also as well, for example, credit card. So what we are going to come out with is if there is record or field level security on certain kinds of data, like social security number or any kind of PII related data, which you can designate, or it is designated by any federal or kind of statutory laws, we will be working to ensure that those are not either not selected or giving you some kind of warnings or errors on that. But however, for the preview, we are not doing that, but this is work in pipeline. And we'd like to hear more from you if there's something very specific which is related to the mobile phone.
I'll tell you, since you asked, allowing somebody to apply a filter ahead of time and say, you know, I have these types of compliances, and if you have the ability to pre-select for it,
absolutely,
amazingly helpful.
Absolutely. We can make think of that something like the compliance and risk control inside AXA feature where you can define. So yes, so as we move along more of mobility and distributing the data and which are lying in caches on different devices, we will have to come out with such a framework.
It was all about the data field, but PCI is all about
Exactly. PCI compliance for retail, we have to work because, you know, it's a mandatory thing.
It's totally different.
Absolutely. And that's on our roadmap. And, you know, we'd like to, when we move along with these features, we design them, we'd like to hear from you. So coming back here, I have the fields which I had selected. The filters come by default because you have to understand, like, I'll select the right filter. So when you're searching, sorting, the correct filters are very important. Otherwise, they slow down the system. So the filters come, and here also, the search. So I didn't have to do anything. So whatever, it took me like a couple of seconds to define what I want to show on the mobile device. And the framework kind of translated that along with all the richness of the platform into this. And by the way, since I've logged in as admin, I'm able to see all the details. Suppose RF had created the form and I was not about to see the telephone number based on my security privileges, I would not have been able to see it. So this completely, you know, honors the AX security because it's coming via the application object server. So there's nothing additional you have to do on the security part as well. However, as the gentleman said, we will be looking at compliance. We are already looking at that. But if there's something additional you would like to do, like, you know, you have some numbers, you want to mask it on the client side or things like that, you want to have something like a captcha stuff when people enter data, like a registration, you can do this because we have support for JavaScript. So you can write your code. We have a specific format. We'll publish a lot of details on that, and that will kind of support you in this mobile platform. So this is available. This will be available in a couple of months. Stay tuned. You can either contact RF or myself. We'll be more than happy to give you information on that. But this mobile framework kinds of lets you take all the richness without doing any kind of work, take it into your mobile phone. So,
all right. RF. Thank you, RG. The other thing is, you know, if an AX form can do something, it's translating to
correct.
This. And all of our, I would say, outside of compliance, all the other features we hope to translate
perfect
exactly from AX Forms to this framework.
Yeah.
On the compliance front, we have started that journey, so it takes a while even to get the base service. You have to be up and running for a bit before you can pass audits. We're on that path, and you know that will extend to our whole service, including this feature.
Perfect.
Okay, so the next thing we want to talk about is our journey from data to action. And basically, it starts, you know, long ago with AX 2.5, AX 3, where we had reports. Every business system has reports. And the idea with reports is you go and you check out what happened. So you do, you look at your report, you try to analyze it, figure out what happened, and then implement some processes, make some decisions. What we've done since then is we've created interactive dashboards. And then the idea behind the interactive dashboards is you take some of your things you were looking at with reports, you summarize them, you put KPIs, you put, some charts, and you try to answer the question, what's happening, and then try to dig deeper, drill into your data from the dashboard and figure out why did it happen. So reports, then we've created dashboards. The next thing we're working on are predictions, so like demand forecasting and other solutions that you've seen on manufacturing, supply chain, those sorts of features. And after that, what we're kind of focused on now are more predictive decision support. You know, decision support are things like making some decisions to lower the burden that that the customer would have if you have to make. I think the easiest example on decision support are approving expense reports. Like if you say, hey, if something is under $75, I'm going to trust whoever submitted it and move forward. Then you can, you know, create rules and do those sorts of things. So the four rows from the bottom we've been steadily working on from, you know, AX3, AX4, AX5, which was AX2009 up until now. What we would like to kind of talk about is decision automation. If you've used Amazon or any purchasing site, many of those sites have decision automation, which is if you purchase something, it says, hey, I think you would like these things. I mean, that sort of predictive capability in the product. And we want to do a quick demo of that. But before doing that, we wanted to talk about the architecture behind it. And I talked about the entity store earlier for analytics. In this case, we're using it for doing intelligence. So the idea is from the operational DB, we periodically put data into the entity store. That then decouples the original operational database from the intensive work that the cognitive algorithms have to do on it. So from the entity store through Data Factory, we run the algorithms built with Cortana Intelligence Services, and then bring the results of that back into AX. So in this case, will be point of sale recommendations. This is a feature that's coming shortly, and so we wanted to demonstrate that to you. So Arjit will take you through that.
Yeah. Okay, so back to demos. And, you know, just wanted to add to what RF said is that, yeah, we had been, you know, kind of looking at you can configure who can submit expenses and all that. But what we are also leveraging a lot in the new platform is all about Cortana Intelligence Suite and Azure Machine Learning. So it's not static rules that you set, but the system also learns from usage behavior. So although you might have not set a rule that, hey, anything less than $5 doesn't need a receipt, but based on the system's usage, like when people submit expense and they get auto-approved, the system can automatically infer that the certain types of transactions are something which may require auto-approval, and it will give you recommendations. So it's taking together the configured stuff, which you know, plus the learning stuff, which is based on usage and behavior of your end users, which kind of help you add on to the decision support. So what we are doing, what I'm going to show you is the retail recommendation engine. And as Arif showed, so what we have in retail recommendation engine is when a person selects a product, pretty much you've seen it on Amazon, it gives you some kind of related products and recommended products. Very important. So, and there's a difference between the two. So let me show you. So I have logged into the cloud POS, which is the POS version which is running on the cloud. So I click on search and let me look for a product. Let's say local, a large bag. So I have some things out here, large messenger bag. I'll click on this. And out here I have the large messenger bag, and right at the side you can see related products. What it's also calculating is a set of recommended products, and the difference between two are very different. Related products is something which you set up in the system. So you say, hey, if I'm buying this bag, I should also ask people to go ahead and buy these. However, the recommended list of products is something which the system gathers or understands by usage and behavior of what links I have clicked, what's been my history, what's been my login time. So it takes all this data, pumps it into Azure and Cortana, and gets this recommended results. So if I select another bag, the related products and recommended products might be different. And the recommended products list is something which the system is learning over time based on machine learning and Cortana Intelligence Suite. And when you are checking out, it'll give you more and more recommendations. So this is the difference between the retail and related products. So I can go ahead and add the item to the bag.
I see it's kind of, I'm trying to figure out the correlation between a bag and a baseball mitt, but they're both made out of leather or something.
Maybe. Okay, so I have the large messenger bag and it gives you a list of recommended products. So now if I'll go ahead and add another product out here, it will give me a different set of recommended products, but for the same. So behind the scene, as what Arif said, we are getting the usage data of the customer into the cloud using ML and CIS, which is Cortana Intelligence Suite, churning this data and sending the intelligence back into your point of sale terminal. And this is, we've started with the point of sale terminal, but this model can be uptaken anywhere on any functionality. For example, things like if I want to understand some behavior by usage pattern, I can leverage Azure ML and Cortana Intelligence Suite to help understand or analyze the behavioral data and suggest recommended results.
Right.
So that platform is very, very important, and that's something which we are actually moving ahead with.
Right. Another thing to point out here is we're kind of blasé about this because we all expect it from the websites that we visit, but in this case, we're bringing it to the point of sale terminal, right? So these sorts of things are not usually available to the employees in the shops or store. So it is kind of democratizing it, bringing it to all sorts of
devices. And coming back is like you will be able to, once this is released, you will be able to uptake this pattern into related workloads. So you might have something which is completely non-retail, something which is related to the warehouse or even customers, say, finding out bad debt ratio over a period of next 3 months or how much write-offs do I have to do. So instead of doing manual calculations, you should be able to get this data out in Excel or any format into the Azure machine learning platform, define your own algorithms or machine learning formulas, and use Cortana Intelligence Suite to get or recommend you the results like, hey, for this quarter, these have been my sales. This is what my expected bad debts can be, and this is how much I need to write off. And this thing will increase and increase, and as Arif said, you will be able to leverage this platform. It's going to come with the product. So you can take this pattern and implement it anywhere you want. So that's basically kind of having AX leverage the power of the cloud.
Yeah. Okay, so switching back, so the last area we had on our investment list was operations readiness and the service continuity, service continuous improvements. So in that category, we have really worked ever since we launched. Running a service is hard work. You have to be constantly improving your ops. So we have maintained more than 99.5% uptime. And we've done that in a service where the customer controls all the updates and planned maintenance that happens to their instance. And we also proactively monitor every instance through standard dashboards, through telemetry, through machine learning algorithms that kind of predict where we need to put our attention and get stuff, get ahead of problems. So reliability has been a huge focus for us. It's not a sexy feature, but we feel that our service is doing very well there. On the business continuity front, that's also requires a lot of work, but is a hidden feature. We have in the data center, we have redundant for every AX environment, for every tenant, we support these concepts. So it's not some are less, some are more. Every one of our tenants gets a redundant in the data center with backup processes and databases. And then we also geo-replicate to be redundant across data centers. So, in the advent of a, asteroid strike or a huge power outage, we can fail over to another data center. And then the last column is really, so we have a more business-focused session on AX tomorrow morning where we're going in a little bit more detail, but all our service level agreements are financially backed. In fact, we do a lot better than some of our competitors. one of the things we have in our service level agreement is if our reliability falls below 95%, we pretty much return all the money for that period of time. In addition to the SLAs, we also have customer and partner support agreements. We leverage the full Microsoft ecosystem around support. So kind of really building a strong base for our service. So you see all the functional things, the mobility, the front-end features, but we also have a strong set of features that are behind it. And one of the things that we wanted to demo here on that theme of improving the service is our new capability to try. And this sort of kind of gives you both sides of it, running a production really locked down service for a particular tenant because their financial data, their business IP is there, so it's very controlled and locked down versus at the same time providing a trial at any time to anyone who wishes to see what this service is about. So we're going to show you easy sign up, easy to activate an instance of AX, and then a good way to explore it. And let me just, so I have to kind of use a virtual machine for this one because we haven't made it live yet. And basically, you will be able to go to a URL that's very easy to use. In this case, it's just microsoft.com, try AX, and you can either try or buy. You could also be routed here from your partner. The partner can give you a card and say, hey, go try it here, and then come back when you've made some decisions or if you have some questions. So I'm going to try, and basically, it just you have to put in your email address. I'm going to put my corporate address here, but you can put any email address. And it's going to say it already knows me. We'll go through a little bit of a thing on that, where it said no need to sign up because I just did it right before. So now it's going to activate an instance of AX for me. It's the default instance of AX. And you see in that very short period of time, I have an instance of AX. It's kind of partitioned by company. I get my own company to work in. It's scoped down so that I'm not treading in areas or treading on other users. And basically, for non-AX users, there's a very easy way to explore it using our task guide. So there's getting started. It gives you, so I started the task guide on the modern user interface of Dynamics AX, and I can simply then say start this task guide, and it will walk me through what all the different concepts are. So here it says, well, this thing is a dashboard, some comments on how that works. You can see more information on that. Once you say, okay, I know what that is, it will then show you the navigation bar, and you can just click through this guide. What we aim to do with this mechanism is the guides already are something available to our ISVs and partners. But what we also want to do in addition is make this trial experience more rehostable in the future so that ISVs and partners can really tailor it to their solutions.
We want to have an industry-specific and a scenario-specific approach to it. So you should be able to go and sign in, provide demographics and details about what you're looking for, and then the demo will be tailored based on what your requirements are.
Correct. And at that point, you can imagine that you're an app source. In addition to looking at those screenshots that we currently have there, you'll be able to just try the solution and system right away. Okay, so that's the trials. Coming back here. And so I'll let you guys, when we, this deck is not currently uploaded yet, but we'll upload it. The intent here of this slide really is to show you that we're committed to continuous improvement of our service. This is not comprehensive, so, you know, we show you in the top row, the things we shipped in February. We shipped a web-based client. We shipped Office integration, workflow capabilities, workspaces. We shipped some level of Elastic Scale, some analytics integration, provisioning, managed lifecycle, and so forth. With update 3, which is just coming shortly, we also have a huge number of features that we're rolling in into the service. So the one that we didn't highlight, we probably should have highlighted on the last column, second row, the AX platform will be continually updatable as of update 3, which means that post update 3, whatever features we do will be very easy to uptake. You will not have to have an upgrade project or any of those things. So some things to call out for update 3, we have mobility, we have export to private data warehouse, we have support for some of the very large SQL Azure instances, 4,000 DTUs and more, so very big and getting bigger. We have customer-led trials, as you just saw in preview. We deployed to the Canadian region so that we went through the requirements there, met those requirements, and now are available in the Canadian data center. We're working on our business continuity. So we heard some feedback on that, that really it needs to be within very few hours that you fail over from one data center to the second data center. So even though we had business continuity, even at RTW, we're really increasing the due diligence there so that within, you know, right now the goal is less than 4 hours, you can completely fail over from one data center to another. We'll continue to work on that. And then the AX2000 migration toolkit is the last thing to call out, will be a big deal for us this year. Continuing on the roadmap, this roadmap is a bit sparse because we are working very incrementally. We work on quarterly releases, so we're fully focused on update 3 and then at the same time working on our backlog beyond update 3. These are some of the things that we could look at. So data change alerts has been like a big ask that feature get ported from AX2012. That's one of the major things on productivity. We also are looking at some mashup scenarios with Power Apps and CDM. So as an example there, we have Outlook integration that we want to put in, but not build it into AX itself, but use the Office integration stuff we're working on with the Power Apps team. And we are, just for full disclosure here, the AX platform team is the same as the CDM platform team. So we have a lot of synergy there. On the analytics side, we're working on the first-party integrations. So like the Dynamics 365 integrations between CRM and AX, we will work on some of those. On the Elastic Scale front, currently based on the customer estimator, subscription estimator that kind of tells us how much capacity a customer needs, we scale the service. What we would like to do is in the future really work on that even further and have the customer say, these are my peak periods, these are my slow periods, and you know, really make the cloud pay more and work more for the customer. On the provisioning side, we are really going down the line of the sovereign deployments. So working on the German preview right now, then we'll work on China, UK, and Australia. So as you see the market demand kind of go in different areas as far as the sovereign cloud, we will go with it. And the last column is just talking about 2012 upgrade. And the other thing that we're going to start on, so just as we started on hardening and sealing the AX platform so that it's it doesn't require overlayering to customize it, we're going to start doing the same for the AX application. However, the thing that we will start supporting with the fall release is a long-term support plan on the AX application, so that even though you iterate on the platform very fast, the AX application can stay constant, and you can use it just, or upgrade it just as you do with the CUs and hotfixes for AX2012. The last thing we wanted to talk about, and perhaps we'll leave a little time for questions on this one, is Power Apps and AX. How do we see those things coming together? So we just put this picture up there because we just released our first version of the Dynamics AX connector for Power Apps. I tried my best to merge in all the things that kind of illustrate that, but this is showing a Power Apps form bound to the customer's entity of Dynamics AX. To see this running, you can attend the session.
There's a deep dive session in this time. We don't want to like steal away the thunder, but this connector, you know, as Arif said, will surface up in the Power Apps connector when you log in, and it will let you connect to an AX source and expose all the entities which you have. So you can take AX data and work it in Power Apps.
Right, and then we also wanted to answer some questions up front. When should you use the native platform? We just showed another mobile platform. When do I use that versus Power Apps and CDM? So if you're extending AX, if you're kind of mobilizing the functionality that is in AX, the AX mobile platform in the near term will be, and I think for not only the near term, but the medium term will be the right way to go, because it will be the easiest way to build maintainable mobile apps for AX. But if you're looking for mashup scenarios where you bring some data from AX, you bring some data from Exchange, you bring some data from some system that you already have, Power Apps will be a very easy way to go. So we don't have those mashup connectors in AX Mobility. We also, in AX Mobility, you have to build on forms. So let's say you need a departmental or team scenario. That would be too costly to crack open your AX production environment and build. Some of those scenarios also will be great for Power Apps, because with the Power Apps connector and with the CDM synchronization that we're going to bring on in the near future, you will be able to build team and departmental apps with much less effort than kind of building forms and exposing them even on the AX front.
There's a detailed Power Apps and CDM session with both Arif and myself on Wednesday, where we'll take a lot of deep dive into this. So if you're interested in understanding, you know, we showed you the mobile app and what's different in CDM and Power Apps, you know, absolutely join us.
Right. And then kind of ending with this, we have a little bit more Q&A after this. So what we would like to end here with is that there is an ecosystem, there is a grand strategy that we're building towards, and you will see this more at AXUG with Dynamics 365. Our goal is to bring all of the functional areas that AX is great at, like retail, manufacturing, professional services, public sector. We want to bring all those solutions into the Intelligent Business Cloud from Microsoft. You'll see a lot of integration between AX, CRM, Power Apps, Power BI. You'll see those get improved. You'll see transitions from one service to another as far as the user interface get improved. We want all the solutions that are specific to a service or across services to go into AppSource. Third-party business apps will also be in AppSource. And with the application platform, we hope to integrate across with Power BI, Cortana Intelligence, Azure IoT, and Office 365, kind of make this a holistic picture. You'll see, you know, us go a part of the way there at UG, but this is definitely our North Star. So eventually we will light up not only a common shell between the apps, but also data integration and those things. So some of those questions we felt we could just throw up here and answer for you up front.
Yeah, it's just not AX, CRM, or things. It's the Uber vision of Microsoft for the intelligent cloud, and you know how each will play a part of that piece.
So the first question is, with CRM AX integration, will the CRM integration be released with the Dynamics 365 rollout? So we will show integration between the different services with a common shell. The data integration will show you previews of what we're building there, but we will release that after the initial release. So what business processes will be integrated, I guess, and this again is between CRM and AX. We'll show those proof of concepts very soon. Some of the things we're looking at are like prospect to cash or lead to invoice, those sorts of things. So one of the questions that has come up over and over, and we know both sides because we are the CDM platform team as well, can I do bulk integration into AX using the CDM tools? And the answer has, AX has some tools, and we listed a session here, integration. It's the same session as that where you'll see the demo of the AX connector. So we are trying to see what we want to do with the AX tools, generalize them further and use them with CDM or build new tools. We're still working on those. But you will see a unified strategy from us. We will not have multiple sets of tools for this bulk import. And if you have bulk import needs today, then we definitely suggest looking at the existing tools, because as you saw in our investment areas, it's been a big investment area for us to work on integration. So not obsoleting or deprecating any tools yet. And we're adding to the tool set to enhance experiences like bring your own data warehouse to AX. We're also simplifying migrations from 2009 and 2012. So since we're the same team, we will do the right thing here and do it the most efficient way possible. Okay, next steps, attend other sessions. So we have quite a few sessions on the Dynamics AX track. If you want to know more about Power Apps, there are a few sessions on that track as well that you could, in your Ignite session finder, you can click Power Apps and AX and see a lot of sessions. CDM will show up on the Power Apps side. You can visit the expo. And definitely join us on October 11th, either in Tampa or we're going to live stream Scott's keynote where a lot of the
Dynamics 365
and integrations will be talked about there. So with that, I will leave you at this slide. Evaluate this session for us, please, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. If you have questions, you know, we've got like 7 minutes. I'm happy to take them.